ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट नंबर 25 25 ओनली ना। यः एकः ईशः निजमायया नः ससर्ज येन अनुसृजाम विश्वं वयं न यस्य अपि पुरः समीहतः पश्याम लिंगं पृथक् ईश मानिनः। य एक ईशो निजमाययानः ससर्जयेना ससृजाम विश्वम् वयं न यस्यापि पुरः समीहतः पश्यामलिङ्गं पृथगीशमानिनः। य एक ईशो निजमाययानः ससर्जयेनानुसृजाम विश्वम् वयं न यस्यापि पुरः समीहतः पश्यामलिङ्गं पृथगीशमानिनः। य एक ईशो निजमाययानः ससर्जयेनानुसृजाम विश्वम् वयं न यस्यापि पुरः समीहतः पश्यामलिङ्गं पृथगीशमानिनः। चैंट यः हि हु एकः वन ఈశః కంట్రోలర్ నిజమాయయా బై హిస్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ పొటెన్సీ నహ అస్ ససర్జ క్రియేటెడ్ ఏనా బై హూమ్ త్రూ హూజ్ మర్సీ అనుష్రజామా వి ఆల్సో క్రియేట్ విశ్వం ద యూనివర్స్ వయం వి నా నాట్ యస్య ఆఫ్ హూమ్ అపి ఆల్ దో పురః ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ అస్ సమీహతః ఆఫ్ హిమ్ హూ ఈజ్ యాక్టింగ్ పశ్యామ సి లింగం ద ఫామ్ పృథక్ సపరేట్ ఈశా యాజ్ కంట్రోలర్స్ మానినః థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ సెల్స్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పుట్ బై ఇస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేన్ స్వామి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ హూ క్రియేటెడ్ అస్ బై హిజ్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ పొటెన్సీ అండ్ బై హూజ్ మర్సీ వి ఎక్స్పాండ్ ద క్రియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ సిచ్యువేటెడ్ బిఫోర్ అస్ యాజ్ సూపర్ సోల్ బట్ వీ కెనాట్ సీ హిజ్ ఫామ్ వీ ఆర్ అనేబుల్ టు సీ హిమ్ బికాస్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ థింక్ దట్ వీ ఆర్ సెపరేట్ అండ్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ గాడ్స్ పుట్ హియర్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ ఆఫ్ వై ద కండిషన్ సోల్ కెనాట్ సీ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఫేస్ టు ఫేస్ ఈవెన్ దో ద లార్డ్ అపియర్స్ బిఫోర్ అస్ యాజ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ లార్డ్ రామచంద్ర అండ్ లివ్స్ ఇన్ హ్యూమన్ సొసైటీ యాజ్ ఎ లీడర్ ఆర్ కింగ్ ద కండిషన్ సోల్ కెనాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ హిమ్ అవజానంతి మా మూఢ మానుషిం తనుమాశ్రితం Rascals, mudas, deride the supreme personality of Godhead, thinking him as an ordinary human being. However, insignificant we are, we think that we are also God, that we can create a universe, or that we can create another God. This is why we cannot see or understand the supreme personality of Godhead. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, Lingam eva pashyamaha kadachit అభిమానస్తు దేవానాం అపి సన్నేవా ప్రాయః కాలేషు నాస్తి ఏవా తారతమ్యేన సోపితు వి ఆర్ ఆల్ కండిషన్ టు వేరియస్ డిగ్రీస్ బట్ వీ థింక్ దట్ వీ ఆర్ గాడ్ దట్ ఈస్ వై వీ కెనాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ హూ గాడ్ ఈజ్ ఆర్ సీ హిమ్ ఫేస్ టు ఫేస్ ఓం అజ్ఞానతి మిరుందస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌరవభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 23 అండ్ 24 దే డోంట్ హ్యావ్ పర్పోర్ట్ ఐ విల్ జస్ట్ రీడ్ అవుట్ యస్యారుశృంగే జగతిం స్వనావం మనుర్యథాభద్య తతార దుర్గం సయేవ నస్త్వాస్త్ర భయాద్ దురంతాత్ త్రాతాశ్రితాన్ వారిచిరో నూనం ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ద మను నేమ్ కింగ్ సత్యవ్రత ఫార్మలీ సేవ్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ బై టైయింగ్ ద స్మాల్ బోట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్ టు ద హార్న్ ఆఫ్ ద మత్స్య అవతార్ ద ఫిష్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ By the grace of the Matsya avatar, Manu saved himself from the great danger of the flood. May that same fish incarnation save us from the great and fearful danger caused by the son of Tvashta. Pura svayambur api samyamambhasi udirna vatormi ravai karale yeko ravinadat patitasthatara తస్మాత్ భయాద్ ఏన సనోస్తు పారః ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ ఎ ట్రెమెండస్ విండ్ కాజ్డ్ ఫైర్స్ వేవ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇనండేటింగ్ వాటర్ ద గ్రేట్ వేవ్స్ మేడ్ సచ్ ఎ హారిబుల్ సౌండ్ దట్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ ఆల్మోస్ట్ ఫెల్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ సీట్ ఆన్ ద లోటస్ ఇన్ టు ద వాటర్ ఆఫ్ డివాస్టేషన్ బట్ హీ వాజ్ సేవ్డ్ విత్ ద హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ Thus we also expect the Lord to protect us from this dangerous condition. Now the present verse, text number 25. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who created us by His external potency and by whose mercy we expand the creation of the universe, is always situated before us as the Super Soul, but we cannot see His form. We are unable to see Him because all of us think that we are separate and independent gods. Once Rasaraj Prabhu gave a lecture in IIT Mumbai. We put a poster, "We are all gods." Everybody was shocked. We are all gods. Actually, we are all God, apostrophe, yes. Right? We are all, everybody thinks we are all gods, but we are all gods. We all belong to God. Not that we are gods. Like that. Swami Vivekananda, he was very famous for his talk in Chicago sometime in 1967 or 69. He started his talk saying that, "My dear brothers and sisters," and all that stuff. Then he said, "In front of me, I see so many gods." Right? Somebody who says, "We are all gods," Prabhupada said, "We are all dogs." He is a dog. Somebody says, "I am God," then he is a G-O-D, God, right? So if somebody says, "I am God," except Krishna, if anybody else says that, "I am God," then he is D-O-G, dog. Ulta. Like Srila Prabhupada, Pranam Mantra, Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvisesha Sunivadi, Paschatya Deshtarine. So Nirvisheshvad, you know, means impersonalism. You know, these impersonalists, they claim that we are all God. "I am God, I am Brahman, Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya." You know, they say like that, Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya. So everybody is God. And this Buddhism is Sunyavad. They say there is no soul, there is no God. Everything is zero. So Srila Prabhupada's mission is to defeat all these people. You know, these impersonalists and Buddhists. When Srila Prabhupada was teaching, preaching in 1966 in America, one day one person came. Srila Prabhupada was sitting in his room. Then he was a hippie influenced by LSD. He came, he barged into Prabhupada's room. And he sat in front of Prabhupada. Then he said, "Right now, I am situated higher than you. I am God." Like that he was started shouting. Srila Prabhupada said, "Please accept my humble obeisances. Please leave. Oh God, please leave." Like that. Another time Prabhupada was, you know, speaking 22nd Avenue. Hey, one more person, and he got up and started shouting, "I am God! I am God!" Srila Prabhupada said, "Throw this God out." Like that. There is one lady, her name is Judy. She was actually a student of art in New York University. You know, she is just 19 years old, girl. So she is under the influence of LSD. She used to think that, "I am God. I have created everything. Everything belongs to me." Like that she used to think. You know, what are these parents? And so she rejected her parents because, you know, "I am God. You know, I am father of everyone." Like that she was thinking. So one day she was going to meet friend's house, some friend. So on the way, this Tompkinson Square Park also was there. So she heard some sounds, then there was a big crowd, then she went inside, then you know, she was thinking like that, and then she went inside, and then she saw Srila Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada was doing kirtan, Tompkinson Square Park, and then she became very attracted. Then she got a doubt whether she is God or not. But still she is under. Then they are distributing pamphlets, you know, stay high forever. You know, so Srila Prabhupada, that time, that the counterculture, so they used to consume this heroin, LSD and other drugs. And Allen Ginsberg, Timothy Leary, they were all leaders of these drug addicts. So they were thinking, they were fed up with this material life, they want something higher. So they used to, by taking these drugs, they used to have this hallucination that, you know, going higher, to higher platform. But Srila Prabhupada said, by taking these drugs, once the intoxication goes away, then you have to fall down. Then he said, you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then you stay high forever. You stay high forever. So they, Prabhupada coined this word, stay high forever. So they were distributing pamphlets. And then, so this lady, Judy, she got a pamphlet. And then one person came and said, would you like to attend our lectures by given by Swamiji in 26 Second Avenue? She said, yeah, why not? I will come. So later on, she came. Then she attended, you want to meet Swamiji? At that time, she is under the influence of LSD. You know? So, he asked her, do you live nearby? So she is under the influence of LSD. She is thinking that, you know, I am everywhere. I am all pervading. You know, I am all pervading. So she said, yeah, I live very, very near. Oh, very good. Then we have lectures every day, morning and evening. You come. She said, yeah. But once the LSD effect is gone, she realized that she is not everywhere. She lives 1.5 hours away from the temple. You know? Like that. But she promised Swamiji that she will come every day. So every day morning she will wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. She will catch a metro, train, subway. And then she will reach. So her parents and all, they were objecting. No way, no way. So later on, you know, she started. Then both morning and evening, she started attending proper lectures. Then later on, Prabhupada came to know that she is very good in painting. So then he taught her, you know, how to paint and all. So later on, she only got initiated as Jadurani Mataji. Right? But otherwise, she used to think that she is God. Once one lady, she was meditating that, I am God, I am God, I am God. You know, I own everything that I perceive. Everything belongs to me. You know, like that. So she is staying in San Francisco. They say San Francisco weather is fickle like a woman's mind. You know, when the weather changes, we don't know. So that day, she was actually thinking that I am God. Then she went to the mountain. She went to the mountains. And then there on the mountain, she sat there and started meditating that, I am God. Now, I want that this sun should arise on the eastern horizon. Sun should arise on the eastern horizon. Sun should, like, sometimes for days together, you don't see the sun in San Francisco. Because it's always dark, especially London, right? unfortunately that day son never came. Son never came. Then she got a doubt, are what, whether I am God or what? She got a doubt. Then next, after some time, she happened to attend Srila Prabhupada's lecture. Somebody invited her for Prabhupada's lecture. Hundreds of people, they were sitting in the audience. So she was also sitting. So Srila Prabhupada was talking in the lecture, saying that if somebody thinks that I am God, you know, that is not sufficient. And if somebody thinks that I can, you know, make the sun arise, you know, that is not possible. You know, sun will arise whenever he wants, you know, when the time is there, when it is 6 o'clock in the morning. Just by you saying that sun will not arise. You know, we are not God. Like that Prabhupada was talking. And this lady, she was, are you, he was talking to me. How he knows that I thought all these things. Then immediately she surrendered to Prabhupada. Actually later on she was raising this point that why should I bow down, you know, to you or to God. Srila Prabhupada said you have to bow down in front of old age, in front of death. You have no alternative, so everybody has to bow down to in front of material nature. Right? They say even the king also has to bow down in front of barber. Right? If the king says, I am the king of this country, I will not bow down in front of anybody. And he's, you know, he will get cut. See, in front of you know, barber, he has to bow down. Otherwise he can't cut, you know, backside. Right? Like everybody has to bow down. So then she asked her. Her name is Joy Fulcher or something. Joy. Then whom should we bow down? Then Srila Prabhupada replied, when you bow down in front of somebody, you know, you should become happy. You should become happy. So that is Krishna. When you bow down in front of Krishna, you will become happy. This lady, her friend, she brought one lady with her, and then she was very offensive. You know, she was shouting, "I am God! Everybody is God! Why are you sitting on the elevated platform? Why everybody is bowing down in front of you?" Like that, she was challenging Prabhupada. You know. So Srila Prabhupada said, if everybody is God, I am also God. I am not God. If everybody is God, I am not God. They say, God is everywhere. Why are you going to the temple? Srila Prabhupada said, if God is everywhere, God is in the temple also. God is not there in the temple. He is there in the temple also. She was very offensive. Then, she came and then she obstructed Srila Prabhupada's path. You know, why everybody is, you know, bowing down in front of you? Like that. Srila Prabhupada looked at her, you know, gave her one fiery look. You know, like one fiery look he gave. Because she was obstructing Prabhupada's path. Then immediately she started shivering and then she gave the way. Like that. So like this, Prabhupada had many, even Giriraj Maharaj also, he was influenced by this Buddhist philosophy and all. He was thinking, I am God and all that. So when he met Prabhupada first time, he said, so many people, they say so many different things. Different religions, they preach different things. Which is correct? Because for many years he was harboring this idea that I am God. So Srila Prabhupada pointedly asked him, you want to become God or you want to serve God? Like that he asked. Then Giridhar Maharaj immediately understood, oh, he knows my heart. Then he said, I want to serve God. Yeah? Then, you know, you follow this process. So, like that. Once when Krishna was sitting in the Dwarka assembly, there is one guy, his name is Pondraka. Vasudev Pondraka. He sent a message. He used to dress himself as Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. He used to paint himself blue and wear pitambar and wear, you know, all the crown. Then he made some two artificial hands, you know, attached. Right? Like that once we did a drama in the auditorium. So somebody was playing Vishnu's role. So yeah, we had to show him four hands. So what we did, drama director, what we did, we made one smaller frame person behind his back. And then we made a hand sketch. Shankar Chakra Kadapa, you know, in this original role character, he is carrying Shankar Chakra, then other two hands carrying, you know, Padma, Gada, and like that. So this fellow, he used to dress himself as Vishnu, Lord Narayana, you know. Then he made some artificial hands and attached, you know, then he was carrying Shankar Chakra Gada Padma, you know, in the chakra and all that. So, he sent a message saying that you are actually Nakali Vishnu, Nakali Narayana. I am the original Narayana. Please come, you know, let us have a fight. You know? So, Krishna smiled and said, okay, no problem. No problem. So, Krishna went. Then they had a dialogue. You know? So, Krishna released his original chakra. You know? And then he killed him. Then his friend was there, Kashiraj. Kashiraj also, he attacked Krishna. So Krishna burnt, you know, Kashi that time. He was very angry. You know? So, like that. So that is why Lord Shiva, Kashi belongs to Lord Shiva, no? So he is the presiding deity. So Lord Shiva was very upset, saying that, you know, you burnt my city, now give me a place. That is why he gave him Bhuvaneshwar. Now you go and stay in Bhuvaneshwar. Like that. That's how he shifted to Bhuvaneshwar. Like that. Like that, right from the beginning of creation, there are many Nakali gods. Right? So that is why Srila Prabhupada is writing in the... because everybody thinks that I am God, independent from God. That is why we are unable to understand who is real God. Who is real God. So these demigods are saying... everybody, little bit of power somebody has, he thinks that I am God. And some foolish people, there is some controversy going on. Shankaracharya was saying that, why are you worshipping Sai Baba? Sai Baba is a Muslim fakir eating, you know, meat, cow, you know, cow flesh. So why are you worshipping such a person? It is against our Hindu dharma. Like that. And there is one more Sai Baba. This Baba is called Shirdi Sai Baba. That Baba, Rasarabhu used to call him Baba, Sai Baba, Baba with hairstyle. Sai Baba, Baba with hairstyle. So he used to produce, you know, ash and give it to people. For rich people, he used to give gold chains and all. For poor people, ash. Right? So recently you can watch it on YouTube. They showed how Sai Baba used to keep, you know, capsules of, you know, this ash in front of, in between his fingers. In between his fingers. So whenever he would give it somebody, he will crush the capsule and the ash will come and then he give it to people. When P.V. Narasimha Rao came, that time he was a prime minister. it could be seen very clearly from his kurta, and he was taking out the watch, you know, like that. You can see, you can watch it on YouTube. So there are many foolish people. They make this kind of people as God. You know, this is a symptom of Kali Yuga. And this Shirdi Sai temple, he is the third richest temple in the world. And one Tamilian gentleman, he gave 500 crores to the temple. 500 crores. Can you imagine? Like, when we do such things, Krishna says, you know, avidhi purvakam are, you know, less intelligent people, they do this kind of activities. If the same 500 crores if he has given to Krishna, how much benefit he would have got? Otherwise, now, like it is like in Andhra, in Telugu they say that it is just like pouring gulab jal, paneer, gulab jal into ashes. You know, this gulab jal is very expensive, means that machine itself costs, you know, lakhs of rupees. And one gulab, you crush one, maybe one or two drops of water comes. You know, real gulab jal, very expensive. You know, with one liter of gulab jal runs into lakhs of rupees. And then you take that gulab jal and put it into ash. What is the use? Like that, worshipping anybody else except Krishna, all the Sai Babas and Nakli Babas and Nakli gods, you know, it is just like putting gulab jal into ash. Everything becomes wasted. Everything becomes wasted. That is why Srila Prabhupada said, anybody who accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is in perfect knowledge and he doesn't have to do anything else. He doesn't have to do anything else. Just say, if you keep saying Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whomever you meet, you just say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know? Enough, Prabhupada said, enough. Why? Because this knowledge, Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanama Mam Prapadyate, Vasudevam Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. You know, after many, 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 many lifetimes, you know, after somebody who is knowledge, complete knowledge, he thinks that Krishna is everything, then he surrenders to me. Like that. Where you? Gurudas Babu was writing that Srila Prabhupada, and he went to meet Mr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. He was the president of India, ex-president of India at that time. He was a very erudite scholar, philosopher. He wrote book on Shad Darshana. Then his books are used as textbooks in foreign universities. When Srila Prabhupada he went to America, that time, before that, actually, one gentleman from Chennai, you know, with whom Prabhupada was dealing as a businessman, Mr. Pillai or somebody, he liked Srila Prabhupada very much. Then he made a comment that I used to deal with Swamiji for many years as a business and business dealings. He looked like more of a sadhu than a businessman. Then when Prabhupada informed him that he was writing a Bhagavad Gita commentary, he agreed to print that book, Bhagavad Gita as it is, that time only, in 1950s, like that. Then when Prabhupada was writing for since many years, almost since 1935-36, since then only, when Srila Prabhupada met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta informed him, instructed him that why don't you preach Krishna consciousness in English language. Then Srila Prabhupada took that into his heart. So later on, whoever saw Prabhupada is always immersed. Prabhupada's room is full of books. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all literatures, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's books. And always reading. always reading, you know, a lifetime in preparation. So he started writing, you know, commentary on Bhagavad Gita. So he was very happy, Prabhupada was very happy that, you know, he wanted to print Bhagavad Gita, and then some donor came forward, he was ready to print. But by the time he came back, to his horror, he found out that all that manuscripts, 1,000 pages manuscripts, was missing. It was doubted that his wife gave it away as raddi in exchange of biscuits, chai and biscuits. But Prabhupada was not the one to accept defeat. But when Prabhupada went to America, he carried the Radha Krishna, you know, Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan's book, Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada used to quote from this Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, he translated very nicely, pakka, but his purports are nonsense. So till 1969, Prabhupada was using this only, Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan's Gita only. So later on, Bhagavad Gita got printed like that, right? Later on, Srila Prabhupada wrote again manuscript, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then he gave it to Allen Ginsberg. Why didn't you get it printed? Then Allen Ginsberg said, he tried for 2 months, you know, to get it printed. He was not successful. Then he called Rai Ramananda. He said, why didn't you print this Bhagavad Gita? You know, Srila Prabhupada, he was thinking there is no esoteric things, all philosophy, who will print? Like that. So later on, he was also not successful. Later on he called Brahmananda, Brahmananda Prabhu. He said, why didn't you print Bhagavad Gita? He was also thinking like that only, who will print this? Like that. But at that time, Srila Prabhupada's, this Hare Krishna Dhun, he was very famous. It was very famous. This Macmillan company, they wrote a letter to ISKCON New York, saying that, you know, we like the tape, can you supply few more of these tapes? Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada read that letter and he called Brahmananda Prabhu, you go and meet that person, give this personally. You gave this and ask him that my Guru Maharaj has got a manuscript of Bhagavad Gita. Please print it. You ask. So he was Brahmananda saying, Prabhupada, Swamiji, why they will print? Macmillan, they are a very big company. You know, Macmillan company means very big company that time. Like publishers, like that. Then Srila Prabhupada said, no, you ask him. You ask him. So Brahmananda Prabhu, he was very doubtful. He went and he delivered the tapes, and then he was telling the accountant, you know, our Swamiji, our spiritual master has got a Bhagavad Gita translation for commentary, you know, manuscript is there, would you like to print? He said, I am an accountant, I am not involved in that, you must meet that editor. Oh, you have to take appointment, this thing, that thing. Then meanwhile, that editor himself walked in. Then the accountant introduced, so this is so and so. And then he said, Brahmananda Prabhu said, you know, we have got this manuscript. Oh, really? We are looking, you know, for this Bhagavad Gita manuscript, you know, commentary. We wanted to print. Please bring it. Like that, you know, Bhagavad Gita got printed, Macmillan. When Brahmananda Prabhu, he said, I flew in the sky to meet Prabhupada and tell that, you know, Prabhupada, at last, We got a publisher like that. Then Srila Prabhupada nodded his head as if he knew it. Anyway, that is a side story. So Srila Prabhupada and Gurudas Prabhu went to meet Sarvepalli Radhakrishna. That time he was in a very vegetable condition. He was lying on the bed. You know? Whenever somebody would meet Prabhupada, even in America, there are many people who used to say, oh, we read Bhagavad Gita, like that. So whenever Srila Prabhupada would ask, then immediately would ask, what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? You know, what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? What is the conclusion? Surrender to Krishna. If you are not surrendered to Krishna, that means you have not understood Bhagavad Gita. She would ask, what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? That person, nobody except ISKCON devotees, nobody knows. Blah, 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 he would say, then you have not understood Bhagavad Gita. Read. Right? Once, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he brought one Indian devotee, whatever. He said, Prabhupada, he knows all 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, that is all right. Engage him in some practical service. You know, like that. So it's not enough, you know, simply reading Bhagavad Gita like a parrot. There are many people, no? Many people who knew all 18,000 verses of Bhagavatam, what to speak of Bhagavad Gita. All 18,000, like that. So Srila Prabhupada asked, then Sarvabhali Radhakrishna asked Srila Prabhupada, how many temples are there? Are the temples there in all over the world? Prabhupada did not like to answer. Prabhupada asked him, you have read Bhagavad Gita, you have translated and then you have commented. You know, why did you conclude like this? Why you did not say that Krishna is God? You know, he just attacked him. Then Sarvabhali Radhakrishna, he started shivering, it seems. So Prabhupada said, see, he all throughout his life, you know, he wrote so many books. Now Krishna is punishing him. He is in a vegetable condition. You know, he can. Later on, 1976 or 77 also, he met Prabhupada, went to see him. Like that. So, people read Bhagavad Gita. You know, even Gandhiji also read Bhagavad Gita. He said, if this personality danced with the other man's wives, if this personality encouraged Arjuna to fight on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, then he is not my God. 1977. See? Look at him. Look at him. He is, everybody respects him like a political sadhu, political saint. He says, you know, Bhagavad Gita, every day I read Bhagavad Gita. But see what he is saying. What he is saying. Like that, Prabhupada was very angry. 1977, one more conversation. See what he is saying. He says that, you know, he doesn't want to accept Krishna. He says Krishna is immoral. Like that. So, it is not very surprising. What to speak of all these people who have not seen Krishna? Even during Krishna's presence, you know, Krishna's presence, They did not accept him as God. Many people, like Duryodhan, you know, Dushasan, Shakuni, like that. One day, when Krishna went as a messenger, you know, Shanti Dut, he was teaching, you know, later on in the Sabha and all, you know, Krishna showed his Vishwarup and all. So later on the first day of, the day before the battle is to start, Shakuni's son came with a message from Duryodhan, saying that, you know, very insultingly, saying that, hey Yudhishthir, you are a blot on the Kshatriya family. Your wife is being disrobed, you know. We tried to disrobe her in the assembly, but you are so shameless, instead of taking revenge, you sent a messenger, you know, for Shanti. You know, you are a kayar, you are a darpok, all that stuff. Yeah? Very insultingly he sent. Then he said, don't think that because you have Krishna, that Mayavi Krishna, you know, that Mayavi Krishna is there with you, you can win the war. We are also, whatever he has shown, that is all Maya Shakti. You know, it's all miracle. You know, miracle. Some magic he showed. I can also show, Duryodhan said. We also have magical powers. We also have Shaktis. I can also show. Right? There actually Krishna showed his Vishwarup, saying that, you know, he is God and all that. But when he showed the Vishwarup, everybody except Vidura, and Bhishma Dev, then Dronachari, Krupachari, and after later on Dhritarashtra also, he got the vision. So only these 4 or 5 people were able to have darshan of Krishna's Vishwarup. But everybody else, you know, they fainted. So like that, so they felt that they are very fortunate. And Krishna, by Krishna's mercy, because of the association of Vidura, Dhritarashtra also got this good fortune that he could see the darshan of the, he could have the darshan of the Lord. But when Krishna offered him that you want to retain your eyesight, no problem, he said, no. Since childhood, I am born blind. I had this good fortune. I saw only one person, that is you, your darshan. You know, I didn't, Duryodhan is very dear to me. I didn't even see him. So I did not see his childhood activities and all, you know. So I don't want to see his dead body also. So let me retain this, your form of, you know, your original form. You know, let me retain that, you know, only once he saw, that is Krishna's form. Like that. So all these Bhishma Dev and all, they were thinking, oh, it is so good, it is my good fortune that we could see have the darshan of the Lord in his Vishwarupa form. But Duryodhana was thinking, it's all Maya Shakti, I also have. Right? I also have. So if he had really thought that, you know, Krishna is God, you know, he would not have come into the war. Right? Like when Krishna asked Duryodhan, why are you like this? Duryodhan said, I know what is dharma. I know what is adharma. But my mind is not attracted to dharma. But my mind is automatically attracted to adharma. Automatically attracted to adharma. So, Krishna asked, Why are you like this? Then Duryodhan replied that, I don't know. Somebody is in my heart. He is inspiring me like this. Right? So, here we can understand that in the verse it is said that Krishna is present in our heart as a super soul. As a super soul. You know, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kshetrajnam chapi mam viddi sarva kshetreshu bharata. There is this field, this body is a field of activity, and the individual soul is the knower of the body. But Krishna is saying, Kshetrajnam chapi mam viddi sarva kshetreshu bharata. I am also present in everybody's heart, but I am the knower of all the bodies. You know, Srila Prabhupada says, an individual farmer may know the patch of his land. But the king, you know, knows all the patches of land in his kingdom. Like, just like an individual person is the proprietor of his house. But the king is the proprietor of all the houses. You know, king is the proprietor of all the houses. In the same way, individual person is the controller of his senses. The super soul is actually known as Rishikesha. You know, so he is the controller of all the senses, everybody's senses, like that. So Prabhupada says, so this is very important to know, that in the body there are two souls. If somebody mistakenly understand that there is only one soul, you know, his knowledge is not complete. You know, Kshetrajnam chapi mam viddi sarva kshetreshu bharata, like that. So Krishna, Prabhupada explains in the purport that actually the soul is there and the field of activities are there, and in the beginning we realize super soul as Annamaya, means everything is, we think that everything is food. Then there is, next level is Pranamaya, you know, means we are recognized that some other living symptoms, living stuff. And then next level is manomaya. You know, manomaya means on the platform of mind, knowledge. Then the next level is vijnanamaya. This manomaya is also called brahmamaya. Then the next level is anandamaya. So this anandamaya is the highest. You know, this vijnana is very important. So self-realization, like that. So that is why all of us, you know, these are called five koshas. Anna kosha, prana kosha, like that. You know, and this mind is situated, you know, in the midst of these five koshas. Annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, and anandamaya. Five koshas. Then above the mind is prana, life air. And below the mind is discriminating power, intelligence. And in between, mind is there. And this mind is, presiding deity is moon. And this prana's presiding deity and intelligence presiding deity is fire. So because moon is very cool, so the mind is like water. Mind is like water. And as soon as water, as soon as this mind, you know, comes in contact with this fire, you know, so it becomes like water because it is cool. You know, it becomes like water. As soon as, because of the influence of the fire above and the fire below, you know, the mind becomes like water. And the nature of the water is to flow downwards. Is to flow downwards. That is why it is very, very important to elevate the mind with Krishna consciousness by taking the help of the super soul. Because the mind is the cause of liberation and mind is the cause of bondage. That is why everything depends on controlling the mind. So by taking the help of the super soul in our heart, you know, we should actually elevate ourselves into Krishna consciousness. And in this regard, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishto Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha Vedaischa Sarvair Ahameva Vedya Vedanta Krut Veda Videva Chaham. You know, I am sitting in everybody's heart. From me comes remembrance, from me comes knowledge, from me comes forgetfulness. So, we should establish our contact with the super soul. You know, once Jadurandi Mataji asked the Prabhupada, when we ask you something, then you give us knowledge. Are you being like a super soul? Srila Prabhupada replied, yes. When the spiritual master speaks, actually Krishna is speaking. You know, in the 1966, Srila Prabhupada was explaining and everybody was having fun. Then one day Prabhupada explained that all of you have to take initiation. You know, all of you have to take initiation. Then Srila Prabhupada, then they asked, what is initiation? All the students. Then Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture. Now I will explain about initiation. Initiation means the spiritual master accepts a student as his disciple. And the disciple accepts the spiritual master as everything and worships him as God. Worship him as God. Then everybody, Valley and this Achyutananda, everybody became bewildered. They were blown over. Said, what? Because previously he was fighting with Dr. Mishra. That, you know, we are not God, this, that. Now Swamiji is saying, I am God. And then you have to worship him as God. Like that. Then everybody, they all sat together after the Prabhupada talk. And then they were discussing, what this Swamiji is? That means Swamiji is God now for us? We have to worship him as God? Then Srila Prabhupada, their most experienced person was Kirtanananda, Keith. Then Keith, that time Keith was not there. So he came. Said, like this, Swamiji said, hey, I think I am dropping the idea of taking initiation. What, we have to worship him as God? Like that. Later on, Srila Prabhupada, then Keith said, actually we are worshipping him as God only because whatever he is saying we are doing now. So he is like God only like to us. He is like God only. Like that. Anyway, they had a meeting and then they said, okay, we should approach all the senior students. They should approach. You know, Howard means Haigriva Prabhu. Haigriva Prabhu, Kitnananda, all these Achyutananda, they all went to meet Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada, Swamiji, you said in the lecture that we have to worship, once we accept the spiritual master, we have to accept him as God. Then Srila Prabhupada explained, he is not exactly God, he is as good as God, because he is God's representative. He is God's representative, that is why you should worship him like you worship God, because he is God's representative. That means you are not God? They said, no, no. As good as God, we should. Oh, then no problem. Then they said, it's all okay. Like that. So, the spiritual master is external manifestation of the super soul. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, if you practice this Krishna consciousness and purify yourself, purify yourself, then one day will come where you can directly take guidance from the super soul. Take guidance like that. Like Srila Prabhupada started this Sunday love feast and all. Then he used to cook alone. You know, this Carol, there's one girl used to come, Jan, all these ladies. So Prabhupada did not have big burthens to cook for so many people, 60 people and all. So he used to hire, take on loan the pots from these ladies. These hippies, they were not getting any food. Only one good meal they used to get, that was on Sunday love feast. So everybody was loving. So one day, one hippie came after Prasad feast. Srila Prabhupada was sitting in his room. Feast was over, everything was served. Like that. So, he came and asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, can I do some service? Srila Prabhupada said, yes, just now I am speaking to the super soul. Now I cooked everything. Now who will wash the pots? All these pots are lying. So you go and wash the pots. Super soul responded. Right? Super soul responded. Once one devotee approached Srila Prabhupada, give me some service. Tell me what I can do. Srila Prabhupada said, super soul is there in your heart. Ask him. So he got this idea of making mridangas, Balaram mridangas, synthetic. Because Americans are 6 feet, very broad and heavy. So that time mridangas used to go from India. Very precious. And they would break, Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. So they would break the mridangas. So they had a hard time, That time export from India and all, very difficult. Importing from India and all. So they were having a hard time. So that time, Srila Prabhupada told him that, ask the super soul in your heart. So he got that idea that he should do this synthetic, mridanga. Like that. So that's how this Balaram mridanga was born. Like that. So super soul, it is there mentioned. Super soul is there. He manifests God. Immediately we cannot see God. So he manifests himself as super soul in our heart. So if you practice Krishna consciousness properly, we can actually one day directly get guidance from the super soul in the heart. Like that. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? No questions? Yeah. Today, I think tomorrow lecture will be there. Proper lecture will be there. हरे कृष्णा। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।